Okay, so Hilchos Bedikas Chametz, Sif Yudalid. Sorry, Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Yudalid. Vim Eitzer Bebar Mechitim Sheena. Let's say somebody makes a storage. We were talking about yesterday about making a storage house, and then you don't have to check that storage house for chametz. So if you make an Eitzer Bebar Mechitim Sheena Mechametz. From a bar that has wheat that's not chametz, and after that, machmas lechus bar, because of the moisture in the bar, the chametz achitim, the kernels that were on the floor became chametz. Even though they were there for 30 days, they don't have to. They don't have to empty out the bar below you dalit on low you dalit and to check it ela dai loy bebitul. It's enough to be mevatel kiven shebashasha otzar. Why? I mean, even though lechayr these things became chametz, but since when he stored it otzar beheter, he did it beheter, and then only the moisture came later to make it chametz. So that's not his problem. Vim yesh b'neim chitim mechumotzes, and if there's wheat that's chametz, yesh b'zeh kama chiluk edinim. There's many chilukei dinim v'yaseh shelas chacham, then you should do a shelas chacham. Right. Tesvav. Lo yashich, that's not really negated to us. Lo yashlich garine tvul l'tarnegoylem b'mokam lach toich lamed yoyim. You should not put garine tvul to tarnegoylem in a place where there's moisture within 30 days. Shema yishkach milavaram. Perhaps you'll forget to burn them. Tezayin yitzul derech koydem lachtoich. So this comes up, all the people leaving, leaving for Pesach, going to Orlando, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody who's going, who's traveling. So kaidem lechtoi, before he goes, yamana shliach, he should appoint a shliach. She yivdak vivatel chametz that she be mivaydik his house and mivatel his chametz. And he should say to him beferish, right, to the shliach. He's making him shliach on the bedikah and on the bittel. I never understood this. Why can't the guy be mevatel himself? Or you don't have to be in your house to be mevatel. So I was never really clear on that. Anyways, vashliach yomer bebittel chametz shoplaini, and the shliach is going to say when he's mevatel, he says the chametz that belongs to whoever, so and so, I'm being mevatel. Become makom gam hu. Basher Husham Erev Pesach, he too, wherever he is on Erev Pesach, the owner, wherever I be, let's say I'm in Orlando, so even though I appointed somebody to be Mevatel Mashliach, far away, but I should also do it, which I don't understand. I'm not understanding why isn't that just enough? Why do I need somebody in far away to do it? I understand I need somebody in far away to do Bedika, to the Bedika Chametz, but I don't know about the Bittul Chametz. Unless you say that the person doing the bedikas chametz needs to do the bittul chametz, I don't know. Either way, this is not negayah nowadays because nowadays we do the mechiras chametz, so the house is sold to the guy, or the chametz in the house is sold to the guy. Fine. Yudzayin matzah chametz bebeisah b'chol ha'moed. Somebody finds chametz in his house on chol ha'moed. Yitziu b'yisruf, he takes it out and burns it. Now that also nowadays is a machlokes in the paiskim whether you should do this or you mechuyav to do this, because. Some say, well, it's sold to the guy because when we sell the chametz to the guy, we're selling any chametz that's anywhere in the world. So why do you have to destroy it if it belongs to a guy? Right? Vim yesh by kezayis, and if there's a kezayis chametz, yivarech metchila, I'll be your chametz. Even on Chol HaMoed, you make a bracha, I'll be your chametz. Aval al pachas mikezayis lo yivarech, but on less than a kezayis, don't make a bracha. Right? Himatzah b'yamtiv, and you find it on yamtiv. Oy b'Shabbes chol ha'moed, or on Shabbos chol ha'moed, b'chein b'Shabbes shechol b'Erev Pesach, and on Shabbos that falls on Erev Pesach. The osel l'tataloi mishum dahavi muksa, right? Muksa yichfe alav kli, then he should turn a kli over it on matzah yamtiv till matzah yamtiv, or matzah Shabbos, or matzah Shabbos, v'oz yisrafu, and then he should burn it. Himatzah b'yamim achrayim, and if he finds it on the last day's Pesach, she'oz b'matzah yamtiv kvar over a Pesach, then. Meaning, what's the point of putting it away to burn it if by the time you get to burn it, it's already no longer Pesach, then you don't make a bracha on it. Meaning, there's a point to burn it, but you don't make a bracha. Ela sarfoi b'loi bracha. You burn it without a bracha. Afilu yesh b'loi kezayis, even if there's a kezayis. Fine. And nowadays, personally, I tell people that they, if they find chametz on Pesach, just to put it away because it's sold to the goy. Siman Kuf Yud Beis. I mean,
Some people mentioned the place in the start, no?
right, but there's right. That's why, in my mechira,
Right.
I don't ask for any place because, like this, we don't want people to think that they're only selling chametz in that specific area, even though in most mechiras it says it's you're selling chametz in anywhere in the world, not just those specific places. Yeah, fine. Simen Kuf Yud Beis. Eizu chametz also lahashu v'pesach ve'eizu mutar l'shoyset. What are you allowed to have and what are you not allowed to have? All right, so. Aleph, go above Sivim. Kol davar sheyesh be taruvus chametz, anything that has a mixture of chametz, vafilu ein by chametz be'en, rak ha-tam chametz. Even if it's not chametz be'en, it's only the tam. Right? Kigon shesiru es ha-chametz, that they took out the chametz. Right? I mean, you have like this comes up with soy sauce and barbecue sauce and all these things that maybe have a little chametz in them. Mekomakom also lashos of a Pesach. Still, even if you took out the chametz, you're not allowed to hold on to it on Pesach. Aval davar shaloyah by chametz klal, but if something that didn't have chametz in it, elishin is bashal but kli chametz, it got cooked in a kli chametz. If you lay a kli ben yomi, even if it's a ben yomi, ay shenichbash be kli chametz, or it got pickled in a kli chametz, mutter lashos of a Pesach. You're allowed to hold on to it on Pesach. But dafka shenis bashal in nichbash kodem Pesach. That's only if it got cooked or pickled before Pesach. Avolimnes bashal in nichbash but Pesach but kli chametz. But if something got cooked in a chametz kli on Pesach, then chayav and levaroi, then you have to burn it out. And Mishmaru says even if it's not a ben yoimai, because on Pesach we're machmer for any ben yoimai. Right, so then you'd still be chayav to burn it. Based tfuah sheyesh bo garinim tzmuchim over. So grain that has garinim tzmuchim that started the seeds started growing, right? Or b'vukam they're broken. Vafilu hem morav me'at beharbe, or even a small amount is mixed into a large amount of not chametz. V'chein tfuah shenafal l'mayim, grain that water fell in it. Oy sherachtzav l'mayim, or got washed in water. Right. Also, lashoysa, you're not allowed to hold on to it. V'chein kol ha'dvarim shenasim mitfuah zu. Also, lashoysan, anything made from these grains is also to hold on to. Mishemaych lechaver tefuah shenislachlecha, and somebody who sells to his friend grain that got wet, tzarach la'idiyaloi shelo yisha oisav v'pesach. You have to tell him not to hold on to it on Pesach. V'lanachri also lemachron b'makom sheyesh chashash sheyimkara anachal yisrael, and you can't sell it to a guy in a case he's going to sell it to a yid. The yid's not going to know that water already hit the grain. V'yisha oisav v'pesach, and he's going to hold on to it on Pesach. Now this is the big issue with flour. Is flour considered chametz gomer? So many poskim say it's not chametz gomer. Even though it is officially washed, but it's not. They have all sorts of the pshatim why it is that that's not the washing that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. I mean, you can't have the flour on Pesach, but the question is, can you sell it if you don't sell chametz gomer? To which many poskim say that you can't. Gimel begadim sheneschabsu beniskenu bechelav chita. So clothing that gets washed and it gets fixed with chelav chita, which literally means fat of wheat, which is basically starch. Mutar lelavshim bePesach, you're allowed to wear it on Pesach, even though it was treated with mamish chametz dika starch. Aval ein latzi.
Don't they use wheat? Don't they use corn for that?
So nowadays they use corn, but back then they used wheat. But even wheat, he's saying it's allowed. But you shouldn't use it for tablecloths on the table. If they have some sort of starch that's tangible that you could see it on there. Because then we're afraid there's going to be a little bit of a crumb from the starch, and then it's going to go into your food. And of course, you can't put flour into a bag that's made out of something that has this wheat starch on it. because we're afraid that a piece of the starch is going to come onto your food. The question is, even if nowadays, if you don't see the actual starch, which you don't, but what happens if something hot falls onto the tablecloth and then you eat it? Right? Fine. Dalit. You're allowed to stick paper onto windows, even within 30 days of Pesach, as long as you can't see the chametz, because a lot of the glues have chametz in them. It's not chametz gomer, but it's really called chametz nuksha, which is like it's chametz, but it's not legit chametz, which is not it's not osam midaraisa, it's osam midarabanan. And it's also covered because you have the paper covering it. So la'ichmiru, they weren't machmer. Aval im nira b'chutz also. But if you could see this paste, whatever this glue, that's chametz nuksha, then it's awesome. Mutter. And if you put it up 30 days before Pesach, then in any inyan it's mutter. And the reason for that is because if it's put up for 30 days, then it becomes nifsal me'achilas kelev, and meaning it's not even edible for a dog. So since it's not edible for a dog, so then it's not a problem. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine
I
night. It should be
forgot what it's
matzliach.
called. You
Was
remind
that
me when I
Thomas
was a kid.
Nuksha or Nuksha, by the way?
Remind me when I was a kid. They
What?
used in school. They used to use something. It was called wheat, but you made paper mache, and we'd have this wheat and water substance. I forgot what it was called. And it's you'd run the water, run the strips of paper through it, and stick it together on a form, and you'd
Yeah,
make
we
your
did
good.
that in public school.
What did they call that stuff? Remember?
Too cheap to buy glue.
Paper
I
mache,
don't
it's
remember.
called. It was called paper mache, no?
No, yeah, no, yeah, but there was the substance. It was called paper mache, but what was the substance called? Something
No,
wheat, some
we were
something
4
wheat.
years old. We didn't ask.
I'll remember it when I'm in the bathroom. I'll
Rabbi
remember
Stein,
the
enjoy your
time
long
it's
night.
taken off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
Rachamim, it's called cream of wheat. No, isn't that a food?
Oatmeal, right, exactly,
Oh,
oatmeal.
there you go. Right.